News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Well, a big jewellery rattling night in New York last night. The Met Gala, single biggest fashion event of the year. This year's theme was Fashion is Art, and Marietta Doran has been analysing who delivered on that theme. She is, of course, fashion stylist. Marietta, which of the outfits stood out to you?
Our very own Sinead Burke. She looked incredible, Anton. Head to toe black. Beautiful, beautiful dress. That was the standout for me. And another standout for me was Blake Lively. She looked absolutely gorgeous. But apparently Blake wasn't invited to the Met Gala this year after the controversy last year. So allegedly she paid $100,000 to get an invitation, but it was so worth it because I loved her look. It was so feminine. It was so gorgeous. And it brought all the style and drama to the Met Gala.
And perhaps maybe distracted a little from the settlement of her case against Justin Baldoni.
Exactly, Anton. Exactly.
Now, what about the ones who delivered on theme? Because Heidi Klum showed up dressed in styrofoam and painted as a statue.
She looked incredible, and God only knows how long it took to create this look. She looked unbelievably uncomfortable, which was natural because she was dressed like a marble statue, head to toe. She was totally covered. It was magnificent. So she definitely delivered on the fashion is art theme. Could she move? Could she sit? Could she relax and enjoy a drink? I don't think so.
And I see,
but it definitely delivered.
I see ASAP Rocky showing up in an ankle length pink tuxedo styled, what is described as a smoking coat. I wasn't aware that there was such a thing.
Yes, you know, I really liked this. It was like an old smoking coat from back in the day. It was predominantly like a black tuxedo, but it was the pink coat on top with the big Obi belt that really finished the look. He looked gorgeous, Rihanna, I have to say. They're such a lovely couple. I love both their looks. They complemented each other, and his was bright and colourful, whereas Rihanna's was like a metallic gold glitter. Very nice and very on point.
And I see Kim Kardashian dressed something like Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. That was a big disappointment for me because I love Kim's style. This one was a miss. She looked uncomfortable. I know the theme was fashion is art. It had a bit of art, but it fell on the fashion. The orange corseted, it was kind of like a bodice that she was strapped into. I felt the skirt of the outfit failed. It was a little bit too short. It probably should have been longer.
And will all of this dovetail nicely with the release of The Devil Wears Prada too? Because, of course, Anna Wintour, at the heart of the Met Gala, one of the driving forces behind it, and seen as the ultimate subject of The Devil Wears Prada. Is it just good publicity for the movie?
I think so. I really think so. And as they say, all publicity is good publicity. But you know what? It brings a bit of light and colour to the world at the moment. I love watching all the glamour at the Met Gala. I'd love to go one of these days because it would really be a dream. Everyone looked great, I have to say. No outfit was the same. Kendall Jenner looked incredible, Anton. I really loved her look. She got that lovely Grecian effect look down pat. Really looked fabulous. So I suppose all drama, all style, all fashion, and again, great publicity ahead of the Devil Wears Prada 2 movie, as you were saying.
Marietta, thank you. Marietta Doran there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.